Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towns of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the roads first at Fadley's on Wednesday before the Red Sox Orioles game two. Luke and I will be there for that. If you are actually hearing this on the back end of that piece, we're going to be discussing some Baltimore Ravens here. Do a little state of the Ravens as we get up on the Liars luncheon and the draft. Take a little break from all things baseball. We've been doing a lot of baseball around here. I'm wearing my Costas shirt to honor the man, the myth, the legend, the late great Costas, who passed this week very, very tragically. We mourned him on Sunday, and we're going to be over there eating crab cakes, eating mushroom caps the way we want to do it, the way we've always done it. His family said this is going to be the new normal. We'll be there next Friday, the 11th, April the 11th, at Costas Inn, and we will have, I'll probably have some Monopoly scratch-offs by then from Roz. Also, on the 17th of April, we'll be at the Beaumont in Catonsville. On the 23rd, Wednesday, the 23rd, we'll be at Cooper's Pub up in Timonium. And then on the 30th of April, that is a Wednesday before the Orioles take on the Yankees, we're going to be at Coco's Pub. We're going to start things off at Fadley's this week. If you hear Mark Viviano around here, he's going to come down and join us. I have some special invites out to some folks before the Red Sox game. Luke joins us now. We've done pitching, bullpen, me being the April Fool, the Terps situation and everything that's going on there. The Ravens, very quiet. They've snuck out to these owners meetings, which I am banned from and attended for almost 2 decades. You attended last year. Harbaugh and Bisciotti famously ran from me on the veranda this time last year. And they had it again. And the Justin Tucker thing, the winds blow on that. The Harbaugh contract thing happens as a Friday afternoon, 6 p.m. news dump. I don't know, man. Dogs and cats. I never thought there'd come a point where I would be saying the Baltimore Ravens would ban me from being a media member, or the way they operate, or the zero tolerance policy, or what Ray Rice did to Steve Bisciotti's head through all of this. But Justin Tucker's employed. I'm still not a media member. John Harbaugh just got a 3-year extension. They decided to announce it instead of celebrating like their Hall of Fame coach and all of that stuff. They news dump it at 6 o'clock on a Friday. It's almost like Chad Steele runs their communications.
Well, as I said to you, I guess it was probably Saturday morning, Friday night, later, hours after they had announced it. This puts John Harbaugh in very unique territory. I mean, you think about the history of the National Football League, even going back to the days of Papa Bear and Vince
How long did
Lombardi
Tom
and
Landry last? How long did Shula last? I mean,
I
it
mean,
feels like we're getting there.
you're talking about someone who is now going to be entering, so 2008, it's 2015. I mean, he's entering year 18. This contract will take him, contractually speaking, assuming he plays it out, over the 20-year threshold. And in the history of the National Football League, I mean, how many coaches can you talk about that had a 20-year tenure somewhere? I mean, that's a short list. I mean, it's happened. Not saying it's unprecedented, but when you consider where we are, what the coaching shelf life has become in the last 25 years, let's say, the 21st century, you don't see very much of that. So it's a big deal. And regardless of anyone's individual feelings on John Harbaugh and, their lack of playoff success in recent years, they won a lot of football games and he's been very successful and he's been here a long time. And you would think that's something that should be celebrated in the way that, not to say that they need to call a big press conference and make it a huge deal, but there was no press release, no statement from the coach, no statement from the owner, no statement from the general
Oh, and if you
manager.
wanted to talk
Just
to John, you had to get on a plane and fly to Florida, unless you were me, and then they wouldn't let you in. So
So it
yes,
just.
I want to make sure we're clear on how they communicate, because I'm not just going to let it fly. Oh, shut up about your press pass. No, F you. You call them and ask them why they would do that to a local organ. That's really the question, because I'm not just going to let that go this time of year, because they do act in bizarre fashion. Sashi Brown about the Justin Tucker thing. I mean, Royal Farms, you'll never see Justin Tucker on a billboard again. I promise you that, because that's how they feel about their brand, right? Like, I don't, that part of this Dude, we should all be holding our nose. We really, really should be about the zero tolerance thing that he crows about, selling cars down here on York Road and up in Owings Mills, two locations. Hope you're doing well, Barry. I don't know what to say, but like they act, it's bizarre. That's all. That's it. Not bizarre that they would give Harbaugh money or he'd have low integrity or he would lie about injuries or whatever his thing is, or mention God right away when he gets his money, which great, all good, but just the behavior of all of it, right? That what Tucker could get away with here for a decade, right? Just all of it is just it's just weird. That's all. I mean, and to portray it as anything else when you have a, is this his fifth contract? Fourth, fifth.
Rob, I'd have to. So he got one
It
right
started in
around,
eight and we're in 25 and he's
right
going
around
through
the Super
28.
Bowl. Yeah, I
I
mean,
mean, he
it's
only gave
probably,
4 year deals, right? I mean, it's gonna be 20 years. It's gotta be five deals.
something like that. Yeah, I mean, it's been a
Yeah, I
lot.
mean, like, this is a big deal, and I don't know why they wouldn't run at it instead of away from it. I don't know why they operate like the Wizard of Oz in a general sense. Where's Bisciotti this week, right? Where's Bisciotti in general, right? Is he, I know enough to know Steve's never going to hire another coach. Like, anybody that knows Steve knows he thinks of John as a son. Like, and that's a fact. That's just the way it is. So that's why they're all in on things like going after me. That's why they're all in on things like protecting Tucker, if that's what they feel like they're doing. B because they're all in, you know, they really are. And and they're good at what they do, right? I mean, they, you know, this is a, but they're also awful at other things that they do. And this Tucker thing and the emotional intelligence and the human touch and the way they handle the Wembley knee, just and just all of the Johnny Bravo-ing they do with the guys that they hire in suits and put out in front of all of this. It's really weird that Harbaugh is the executive of executive CEO, the guy who had no responsibility at all for my press credential, but runs the entire place. And you and I have been told face to face by everybody who's ever worked for him, that's John's building. Steve doesn't even come in the building. And Sashi Brown is just the you know, counting the beans and moving in the tickets and moving out the sponsorships, and they make billions of dollars. And it doesn't even matter what he or anybody there does or what suite sales. Yeah, they all get their bonuses like Glengarry Glen Ross and all that. But like, they're making so much money that it doesn't matter what they pay Lamar or what happens to Mark Andrews. But the thing is that it looks good and feels good. And John allegedly does that for them. And then they dump a 6 p.m. news. It's just weird. I mean, they should be proud of all of this. He should be on billboards all over the city if they're really proud of him. Feels like they always run from their lack of playoff success when they don't have it. Anytime when Harbaugh used to speak to me the first 15 years, this time of year, I would see him six times at the hotel, breakfast, lunch, dinner, out, drinks, Mike Tomlin. And after they would lose like this, every time he would see me, he would talk ball with me like he does with you in the way that, if we just could have done this, or if we just would have done that, or, you know, what do you think of my team? My team, my team. Like, they're an all-in thing, but there is this part where the tail goes between the legs when they piss away an AFC Championship game at home, and now they come back this year and they Mark Andrews and the ball. I mean, so bad that Mark Andrews didn't even stand up, and he still hasn't stood. He still hasn't spoken to the media. Not nothing, right? Like, so. It just, they don't operate in a way, and I mean this from my heart. It's not an April Fool's thing. They don't operate in a way that I'm proud of as a guy who was a PSL holder who pimped them for 30 years. They don't act in a way that they're even proud of what they do accomplish. And I'll give them all the credit in the world that they accomplish things, but they do things that they're poorly run in that way. They're poorly run in a communications way. They're well run as a reality TV show on Ravens.com. You know, they're really that they're really good at that part of the reality part. The rest of it, Justin Tucker making announcements, accountability when their tight end drops the ball at the end, accountability for the owner, accountability for the team president. holding midnight press conferences in Florida for the three people that get on the plane that are funded by the New York Times and Disney to do that kind of work at the Breakers or wherever they are this week. That's $800 a night. I witnessed it all, and this they should be proud of John Harbaugh signing this deal, right? I mean, they zig instead of zagging in certain ways. That is, it's peculiar, but they're hiding from Justin Tucker right now, and they're doing everything they can do to hide from Justin Tucker. And I swear to God, dude, I swear to you, and this is not an April Fool's joke, even though it's April Fool's, it feels like they might bring him back and kick. You know, like I swear to God, it feels like they may just pretend this didn't happen, say he's innocent, 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 isn't, and you can't prove it. And that's that. And go boo him and yell at him if all you want, but he's going to be our kicker. I swear, if it feels maybe.
I mean, that's why I've said to you all along. I mean, nothing would truly surprise me. I mean, look, we've been over a lot of this. There's an investigation going on. I've continued to say that I would not be surprised if, this comes to a head draft weekend, if there's the kicker that they like that's there when they want to pick a kicker and you do it and, you kind of you lean on whatever the investigation is going to say, and understanding it's done by the NFL, and there's, that's problematic in the way that we've talked about those types of instances for years in the National Football League. But you can also lean on the fact that he's coming off the worst year of his career, performance-wise, and you can talk about it in those terms as well. So, look, we're 11 years removed from Ray Rice. They were fully aware of what happened in that elevator in that casino in Atlantic City. And they were going to bring him back. So until TMZ released
No,
it.
they put him and his wife out in front of it to lie about what
Well, I
happened.
just, but I, but my point is they knew what happened and they
They
were, he was going to.
orchestrated getting him back onto the field with a zero 6 months worth of lies. Like, it wasn't one
So.
little thing. It wasn't one little detour. And that's the
Right.
thing that all these years later, that I'm not proud of this. I mean, they behave in a disgraceful. On behalf of me and my family and anyone listening to my voice, it disgraceful is the way I was. It was disgraceful. And then these things continue to happen. And it's very clear why they have press conferences with Sashi Brown in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night in Florida, and why the owner's never available. And I guess that paranoia leads to John Harbaugh getting knighted at 6 o'clock on a Friday night on opening day weekend. I mean, in the middle of March Madness, like it's peculiar, bizarre, if not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's any tie-in with the timing of the John Harbaugh announcement with that, other than just it just felt just weird, like that they didn't make a little more of a thing about it. Because, you're talking about a coach who's going to be with one team for 20 years. Again, that wasn't that common 50 years ago, let alone today. So, as far as tying those two,
But I think
things
Tucker's
together.
the background on this. They don't want to touch anything because the first question's about Justin Tucker, and that's the one that they've got you. Chad's got him all coached up with his little script
Well,
that he was taught, his little military thing, and it feels like Trumpology to me. The press conferences take on whoever that woman is, whatever her name is, that fronts for Trump and carries his dirty water. It's just. They don't want to talk about Justin Tucker. And I swear to you, I'm starting to think that they think he can kick for them again. And that's like, I can't believe on it. That is an April Fool's joke, right? Like, why? Why aren't they just conducting normal business? Because they can't, because they're in the middle of a ridiculous scandal. Ridiculous scandal that no one acknowledges, but everybody acknowledged to me with my hair out on opening day. The city knows what's going on, but they're behind a moat, living at the Breakers at $1,000 a night. So I just think that there's a real sensibility and out of touch part of their, and I would say that to anybody, anywhere, the arrogance, the wealth, the made men, the you can't touch us, the we can have anybody kick we want. He's employed by them today, and they're defending it. The president of the team stepped up in front of what's left of the media that hasn't been exterminated, me, who would have asked real questions, and that's why they don't want me there. Dick Cass pressed on to Sashi, get Nestor out of here. He knows what's going on. That when they have a scandal, I'm not there to ask questions, and nobody's really there to ask questions. And I guess they don't feel any heat in the building about it, right? I mean, or they feel so much heat that they can't operate normally. And I don't even know what normal is, because normal for them is a deep, deep, deep sense of paranoia. That's normal. That baseline for John Harbaugh is paranoia. And everything that goes below that is probably explained by whoever his shrink would be, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? Whatever's in his head about what makes him paranoid about information, real true information, because they'll lead you on a popcorn trail in the wrong direction plenty. And this is one of those cases where defending Tucker is leading me in the popcorn trail of, dude, he might kick for them again. They're leading on that he's their kicker right now. The team president did that the other day, who, by the way, ran the Browns into the ground. Well, they were already in the ground.
Well, he was running football. I mean, I don't want to. He was actually involved with their football decision, so I that point is a little bit different. But
Which makes him eminently qualified to run their
well,
business.
I mean, what do you want me to say? He's part of their team until he's not anymore. And as I said from the beginning of this, I think they're trying to. And again, this is how I'm interpreting what they're trying to do here. Think they're trying to give him some semblance of, it's not due process because, the statute of limitations, there is no legal investigation for this. But there's an investigation being conducted, legitimate or as illegitimate as people want to judge it to
I think they're
be.
trying to just let it blow over.
I mean, maybe. But at the same time, they also talked at length, he Harbaugh was asked down at the owners' meetings about drafting a kicker, and they talked a lot about that. And it sounds like Randy Brown's doing a lot of homework on that. And now, if they don't draft a kicker, and we get through rookie minicamp, and there's not the next Justin Tucker trying out in the way that Justin Tucker did 13 years ago, and ultimately unseated Billy Cundiff, then yeah, then I guess they're keeping him. I suppose, but. At the same time, we're still in a position where they're 5 months away from playing a meaningful game. And I kind of said to you from Jump Street, if they're going to replace him, it still felt to me like draft weekend would be one of the more likely times where, the shoe would drop and some kind of finality would come out of this. And we're not quite there yet. So at the same time, you were when we talked about this the first week or two after. The Banner's original report came out, you were convinced that he was definitely gone, and
I just figured that'd be clean and nice for them, and they'd say he's sort of, time has come and he didn't kick well, and that would have made it so they didn't have the questions now. Instead, he's venerable Hall of Fame. We're going to stand by him, stand by him.
well,
Look, Art Modell flew down to Atlanta for Ray Lewis and went into a
yeah.
courtroom, right? So I don't know how far Steve Bisciotti or Shashi Brown went so far as to go out and say, never met those massage therapists, didn't talk to them, didn't do process. Roger's down the hall. Go talk to him. He'll be here with his phony ass press conference tomorrow. And Roger's in charge of the investigation now, though. It's not, I mean, that's what they do, man. I mean, I danced that dance for years and years until they threw me out for calling him out on it after Ray Rice, right? So, while I owned season tickets and PSLs and bought tickets and ran road, I mean, I'm a flag waver for football and for community, and especially on the, my feet still hurt from walking around the ballpark on Monday. I love the city. I love the teams. I love what they're supposed to stand for. And then what they really stand for, egotistical billionaire guys who run and hide when it's convenient for them, show up at the, to hold the trophy up. I had an April Fool's gig in me where I just quit sports for all these reasons, for all the things we sit here and say. But if I had to come back and explain this to my dad or your dad in the middle of all of this, especially the behavior of the Ravens, the owners' meetings weren't moved on purpose to to opening day weekend for the Ravens, but it's given them a good chance to just slide this part of it away this year. It's never a great thing, but sometimes Harbaugh's used this period of time to jump on the table for special teams, for rules changes, for whatever it would be. But there, I've also been there. I mean, I've done a couple dozen of these owners' meetings. It's a big deal because all the owners, all the wives, all the gentlemen, I mean, it's all in one room. You witnessed it last year. It's a pretty impressive thing. It was more impressive when, Mr. Benson would, when the old line owners would wheel in 25 years ago. Now it's a bunch of corporate people and a bunch of really young, really, really young executive people, and much more colorful than it used to be, too. But this is a time where you crow about things and spring's eternal and all of that. But if you have a scandal, and I was down there when Belichick had his multiple scandals on, football pressure. I was down there when the Ben Roethlisberger hit the fan with Mike Tomlin. It's a very uncomfortable table to be at if you got a Hall of Fame kicker that's been accused of what Justin Tucker's been accused of, because the national media does get their one crack at Harbaugh one time. Every reporter in the league is there, and if the scandal's big enough, it's a big setup, and they want to run from Tucker. So I guess whatever I can see Harbaugh. I mean, look, he and John or he and Steve shook hands on this years ago. I mean, I can see Steve. How long you want to coach the team, John? Let me know. Just let me know. And that would be how they would that's how that would negotiation would go. And John would, as long as you want to be the coach, you're going to be the coach, John. And that really is the case. I mean, I'm not, that's my reporting on this. That's not my opinion. So John gets to 3 years. That puts him into, you can't ask questions about his job security no matter what. Start season one and two, Lamar gets hurt. He's safe, right? He was safe anyway. I mean, there's been one or two times maybe he felt unsafe. He was never unsafe. Steve was never firing him because Steve doesn't want to hire a coach. Steve does not want his hands dirty. Steve never wants to answer a question clearly from me or anyone like me ever again. Steve never wants to sit with the media ever again to talk about any facet of the money he got, the stadium. It's very, very clear, right? So John can move into that place for the next couple of years to protect Steve until whatever point he wants to sell the team and get rid of it, or he wins again, which would help his ego and justify all of the bloody deeds of everything, and say, State delivered $600 million for me. I delivered another championship. It knights John into the Hall of Fame. I mean, John's got Hall of Fame in his eyes. That's all he's got left. He's got $150 million. He just got $40 million more. Lord knows what this. Len Stoller's paying him to do the ads, probably a few bucks too. So, and John will probably have a career in broadcasting if he wants it. Whenever he's done, he's young, he's good looking, he's well spoken. He plays that game well, but it's a little weird, kind of like Sterling Sharp going media. It's like, wow, really? But they're about winning, and they're about distractions not being distractions. And this has been a tough offseason for not having distractions. And I can see John saying, Chad, put that out at 6 o'clock Friday night. We don't need to crow about me. I don't want questions about me or my money or my job or my security or my faith or my. I don't want any questions about the money. Like, let's just get it out, move on. I'm gonna have to deal with the Tucker thing on Monday morning. We've scripted that out. Liars luncheon. We'll have something for that. And are they doing a liars luncheon, by the way?
They're required to by the league.
Okay, so there
The
will be
I mean,
Tuckering questions, but then, okay, in
yeah.
the next 2 weeks. So I'm soliloquying here and I'm
I mean,
going on because we
I don't
haven't
know.
talked Ravens in weeks,
Yeah.
but I'm trying to get my head around what's going on in that building right now, above and beyond who we're drafting, how we're making. I mean, all of that happens. They're really, really good at that. They're really, really bad at the optics of all of the rest of this. And I think they think Michelle Anders will solve it on video. But I do think this Tucker thing, it's starting to get the feeling like they think it might be able to blow over in some way and not blow up. And I promise you, for the folks at Royal Farms, and I might wear the rubber chicken suit and run for the mayor of Rofo Town before the summer's over. His reputation is damaged. And the longer they hang on to this, I guess they're so Teflon that their reputation can't be damaged. And that's the part of it that kind of sickens me. That really does, because after Ray Rice and zero tolerance and all of this, that it's lingered now into all of this to the point where it's lingered. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this. They were never, even if they said they were never zero tolerance because that would have required players that were already on the roster at the time. Look, I've said this. I think zero tolerance is something that teams talk about when it's convenient to talk about it because it's a way to pat yourself on the back and to show that you're virtuous and that yeah. But as is the case with many things in life, these are complicated situations. And when I say these, I don't mean Justin Tucker specifically. I mean when you have accusations that come out because there are times where it isn't true and there are times where it is. And if you are going to just cut a player on any whim of any whisper of any wrongdoing that might not even be legitimate, then I don't think that's good, right, either. So I personally don't really subscribe to the idea of a zero tolerance policy in the sense of I've still never heard anyone actually clearly define what that would mean for the Ravens or for anyone else. Now, that being said, it's critical to make sure you are showing the utmost sincerity and evidence that you're taking something as seriously as it warrants. And clearly, when you're talking about a story like this, regardless of the fact that it happened a decade ago or not, it's very serious. And it's something that affected, as documented by the banner, at least 16 women. Now, are there more or are there less? What? I don't know, but it's important
I
to
was
show.
told there were more by the banner people that said I don't want to talk about it, but I'm
Sure.
one of them. And
Well,
whether that checks out or not, that is what it is, you know.
and that's where I look at this and say, yeah, even if you are in a position where you have someone in your organization that you are trying to, and let's be clear, no one from the Ravens wrote something on BaltimoreRavens.com saying, I like Justin Tucker in the way that Kevin Byrne did about Ray Rice a decade ago. So I'll push back a little bit in the sense that they're showing this. You know,
Dude,
they're go.
WBAL hasn't had it on their website. Period.
What hasn't had what on their website?
Hasn't had Justin Tucker.
Oh,
The news of Justin Tucker is not on WBAL's website in regard to second and third alley. Listen, I followed it, and that's how much power they had. It wasn't on Jay-Z's website either. And it's kind of a weak ass website anyway, but corporate website. But it wasn't, it was on Fox and it was on WMAR. I'm just calling it the way I see it.
Okay. I mean, I wasn't talking about other stations in town. I was talking about the Ravens specifically. But, well,
But they have the power in the media to power play who reports what. I mean, I don't know about ESPN these days, and I don't even know how that works and
I
their
mean,
own network. Like NFL Network, when I put it on, was it even on? Was there even a
Nestor,
blurb?
full disclosure, I just did a Google. WBAL TV has written about Justin Tucker and WBAL radio.
I
Like,
went to the front of the website after the third set of allegations for 3 days
I'm
looking for
looking
it. I
at
didn't
an
see it.
article from January 30th. It says
Okay,
Justin
that was at
Tucker
the
was
beginning. Okay, I'm
okay.
talking about the follow-up
Okay,
reporting.
but I'm just
Okay.
if we're gonna, if you're gonna attack other outlets, we need to be
Fair
accurate. So I want
enough.
to be accurate here. So
Okay. But there were
anyway,
more allegations as they came out that it
sure.
was not, it was buried in the, as we call it in the news, buried is what it was. Because I watched it in real time and I'm like, man, they really have a lot of power to because it's all over Shannon Sharp and right and Stephen A. I mean, it
See,
literally, it's all in that
I
world, in
would
the
actually
national world,
say
it was talked about.
not as much as I thought it would be.
Fair enough.
And now Deshaun Watson, superstar quarterback. Quarterbacks are more popular than kickers, even if you're talking about the best kicker in the league. So there's some of that at work, but
Justin Tucker had national ad deals and sang and
he did.
like, yeah, I mean, and
But
he's going to the
again, we're
Hall of
not,
Fame. It's different.
Justin Tucker's not, was never as big of a star as Deshaun Watson at his best, is the point I'm making. But I've been a little surprised by that. So again, I don't even,
All of them saying is it's not an April Fool's joke. We're sitting here and He's still employed, and it feels like they might keep him. And that to me is the lead, like that, beyond everything I said about John and their integrity and the way they have behaved all along through this, and the fact that Harbaugh just got this extension. Decision making's coming. I mean, I've always said, people come to me this time of year, hey Ness, who's Ozzie drafting? I'm like, you'll know on draft night who he likes. They're gonna lie to you and me and everybody else between now and then. You'll find out what the big reveal happens, draft weekend for all of this, I think. But we're getting up on that now. It is April, and I think, dude, you and I spent 5 days together in Toronto and this and that, here and there. We haven't talked a lot of, I mean, it's been shh, it's because the Orioles are interesting. The Terps were interesting. There's been other things to talk about, and they ain't playing games right now, and they're not picking players. And this is the time where it's a little quiet, and the owners' meetings bubbles up some rules changes and some this and some that, a little bit of scuttlebutt news, to keep their flair going through the year, so there's never an off season. But we're getting into the on season again here next couple weeks, right? I mean, this is, we haven't ragged on Justin Tucker in at least a month.
I don't know if it's been a month, but it's been a little while. But I said to you at the time, though, if they weren't going to cut him in the first week after the initial reporting came out, I think I even said to you then, to me, part of free agency and the draft were going to be the next major checkpoints, because they're going to make football decisions. We haven't even mentioned the fact that they re-signed Ben Cleveland literally weeks after he was twice the legal limit in for DUI in Georgia. And he's a backup offensive lineman. So football decisions drive the bus here. I'm not saying that's right, but I think it's evident at this point. And it was evident with Ray Rice. I mean, if Ray Rice had been the third string running back and that happened, he would have been cut right away. But they signed a reserved offensive lineman who literally had just been popped for DUI, what, less than a month earlier. So I don't, again, I if they weren't going to cut him the first week after the banner, the initial reporting came out, and then the follow-up report was like 3 days later, with additional allegations, then I'm not shocked by the timeline that we're seeing now, because it's in line with football decisions. It's in line with drafting a kicker. I'm not saying that's right,
Well, I've said
but
all along that he'll kick for somebody else. He's going to kick in this league again for a long time, probably for
probably.
years. And whether they suspend him or don't, based on whether they can prove this or that, whether he would even, he has offered zero contrition on any of this. I don't think he would offer any guilt no matter what. So if they came in and said, we're suspending you for 4 games, he'd say, for what? His lawyers would say, for what? So there is that part of the legal, you can't prove it. You can't prove it. And there is going to be that part of the pushback of this guy's employed. He's making millions of dollars. He's got millions of dollars of fight in him legally. So there is all of that, that even if the Ravens wash their hands, Packers, somebody's going to sign him. And he's just going to be another guy there who denies this and denied that, and that was so yesterday, and it didn't really happen. And I talked to, I'm not here to talk about the past, no speaky. Justin's not available today to talk to the media. He's going to kick again in the league, dude. I predicted that from minute one. This is, he's not going to jail for this. He's not paying any fines. I don't think there's going to be any civil this or civil that. And therefore, I think as we sit here in April, time heals all wounds. It's going to have to blow over for somebody because he's going to kick. I believe that. I don't know how or why, but I've watched this for 30 years. I've watched all sorts of criminals get back into the league in all sorts of ways. Other than Ray Rice, oh, and that other criminal, Colin Kaepernick, who, that's right, he didn't really commit any crimes. They just blackballed him. I've seen it all, right? I mean, so this could go a lot of directions. I thought in the beginning it would go very badly for him. But to your point, when the media doesn't talk about it and the black sports media talks about it as a white-black issue, which is clearly, if you take Deshaun Watson and Justin Tucker and saying, are they getting equal this or equal that, or who did what, or where's the evidence? The NFL's investigating. I mean, that's right out of the playbook. We're sending the NFL in to investigate. All quiet. If they ask Sashi, ask Roger. You can't find Roger. Where's the kicker? I don't know. He gets booed a little bit until he kicks the field goals he needs to kick. I mean, Michael Vick played again, dude. Right? I mean, like, he's going to kick again. I mean, that's the long and the short is he's going to kick again. And I can see Bisciotti sitting down on his boat saying, well, then let him kick for us. He's our guy. They can't prove it. Let him boo. Screw him. I guess if they feel like he's the best kicker, somebody's going to feel like he's their best chance to kick field goals with 2 minutes left to go in the game in Pittsburgh in the win. That's going to happen. He's one of the best 30 kickers in the world. He's going to get a job.
I don't know what you want me to say. Like, you went into a lot there, and
I'm thinking about it differently 8 weeks now because maybe they're thinking about it differently 8 weeks now. I don't, because the initial crisis management of it is different. Ask Al Franken.
Well, but this is why I also said, you were 100% convinced that he was going to be cut. That definitely wouldn't be a Raven,
I
and
thought they would want to smell better than this, and then I recalibrated who they are.
mean, okay. Just because you think they could bring him back doesn't mean they're going to.
They've gone a long way with this so far. They
Well,
really have.
but if you weren't going to cut him in the first week, then what was waiting 3 more weeks going to do? Again, you get to a point now where even if you have, they may have made up their mind on February 3rd that he's going to be gone, but we've got football games to win, and we got to figure out who our kicker's going to be. And it doesn't behoove us to not let this play out. See what is uncovered. Maybe the league does uncover more damning evidence. Maybe they do. I don't know. I'm not saying it's impossible. I don't know.
That would really be something if the NFL comes out with
I
further
mean, I don't know.
allegations. That would
And if
at
they do,
least
then
move me in the
then,
direction that they might have some integrity, and which
and I'm
I
not,
right now I think they lack. I mean,
but the
and
re
I
but
think
the,
every investigation they've ever had would allow me to think that they lack
but the,
integrity.
but this is, part of what you brought up though is part of what does make this a difficult situation, because what can you prove? You know what I mean? Like, what actually can be? And look, that is not me saying, this is not Luke Jones saying Justin Tucker is innocent. Let's be clear. I am not saying that. But when you run into these scenarios where it isn't as cut and dry as literally having a video of the elevator incident with Ray Rice hitting his wife, his then fiance and now wife. When you don't have evidence that is as clear cut as that, then it is opened up to trying to investigate, trying to find out more, trying to figure out what's heads from tails, not sitting here and saying that he's 100% innocent, but also at the same time, not just automatically convicting someone of something, right? Trying to have some semblance of due process, even if it's not in the legal sense, because we're talking about things that happened 13 to 8 years ago. So there is some a challenge to that. And then when you consider who it is someone who is a very decorated player. It is someone who has been one of the faces of your franchise. It is someone that you have an affinity for in the way that you're going to for someone who's been with you for over a decade. That I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of not the Ravens, but any team, any organization, any business dealing with something of that nature. And I think that is challenging. Now, that said, that doesn't mean you just say, oh, we like Justin Tucker. Everything's going to be okay. We'll just wait it out. It's fine. We'll let it blow
But
over.
that is a strategy.
It can be.
I saw their strategy with Ray
It
Rice,
can be.
and
It
their
can be.
strategy with Ray Rice
It
was
can
really
be.
dastardly and filthy and shameful. That their strategy with Ray Rice was shameful. I would think this time around it would be different than that. This time around the strategy has been no speaky, NFL's on it, Roger will handle it, and that should be a laugh out loud situation for any investigation the NFL has ever done. See Dan Snyder, see John Gruden, just see all of it, right? See the Bill Belichick, see any of these investigations, see Ben Roethlisberger. See Ray Rice. They can't be trusted to investigate themselves. And that's pretty much what they can't be trusted to report on themselves. And that's why I'm not a reporter in Florida this week doing my job the way other reporters in other places. And there aren't any other people who've owned a radio station for 30 years that have done sports radio in any other market for them to ban. So I don't have a comparable in their world to ban me. But you could have gone and asked Sashi Brown questions, and I couldn't. So they make their own rules, dude. And that's part of the arrogance that's baked into this, that I am perfectly entitled on April 1st to be questioning why he's still on the team and they're still defending it. And perfectly within my, he's still employed, he's still on the roster, like he still works there. And for all of us looking at it, I have to look at it now and go back to my wife when she laughed at me 6 weeks ago. I remember we were getting up having coffee in the morning after the second allegations, I think it wasn't even the third, it was the second round. And this is when I said they're gonna have to move on, right? They're gonna cut him. And I said to my wife, they're gonna cut him. She looked at me in the mirror. She's like brushing her teeth. She's like, she stopped. She's like, he is a really good kicker, you know. And I'm like, wow, you know, they got you carrying the water for it if they needed to. So they'll
I
put
don't know if
Chad
that's
Steele
carrying
out in
the.
front of this and have him go kick and to say he was innocent and because I don't think he's going to say he's sorry. He's going to say he's sorry if this bet, I don't remember it, but he's going to kick somewhere, man. And if he's going to kick somewhere and they feel like he's their kicker, you know, I mean, nobody's canceling their season tickets because Justin Tucker's coming back on the team. They're not. And
Well, then what does that say about all of this then? Are we are do
Bill
are
Murray, it just doesn't
no
matter. It just
no
doesn't matter. Yeah.
when you just said that, and I don't disagree with you, but knowing what that would potentially the message that would potentially send to half of your fan base, but if no one cares, I mean it's what I always say about Thursday Night Football. Everyone says how terrible it is, yet they watch it. You know what I mean? Like, so what does it say about us as a society? What does that say about us as consumers?
Oh, I
And you
see who
know,
we voted for, dude. There was
well,
an
and
insurrection. No, no,
I
no. There
don't.
was an insurrection and people didn't see it. So, just it was broadcast on live TV and no one saw it. And one network didn't really report on it and reported that, you know, might have been Nancy's fault that they were in her office. So, from that point down, I can't look at this and say they can get away with whatever they want to get away with. They're the NFL and they have forever. And now that April 1st is here and it's April Fool's Day, I'm looking for the fool. And it might be the people who thought that allegations of 16 women in this city would get him off the chicken billboards at Royal Farms, but would probably make him less than attractive as the kicker of the Baltimore Ravens moving forward.
Well, and that doesn't mean that that's not still not true. As I said to you, if they weren't going to cut him in the first week, I don't see what doing it February 15th meant or doing it March 1st meant. I once they went through that initial period where it wasn't done right there and then, I'm not surprised that this is going to go out to the draft because then you get into a position where Randy Brown's evaluating kickers. John Harbaugh talked at length about that. You know, he didn't sit there at the breakfast table and bang the table and say, Justin Tucker's our guy. We love Tuck. We're supporting him. So, you know, their degree of support has been he's still employed by them right now. You know, they haven't, you know, it's not like they've had him going out and doing public appearances or you know, that he's on their season ticket advertisements or anything like that. But by not cutting him to this point, that's a level of support. I can't say, you know, again, once we got through that initial first wave, if he was still employed at that point, I expected this to play out in the way of there being an investigation, whether we label that investigation as kosher, legitimate or not, it would be done. And they were going to go through a process of then figuring out who potentially replaces him if they indeed decide to do that. And that would most likely come at, you know, draft time. So if we get through the draft and they don't draft a kicker and they don't have some undrafted kicker that they love in the way that they really like Justin Tucker in 2012 as an undrafted rookie free agent out of Texas, then we might have our answer by that point in time. But
By the way, one of the more bizarre things they've done, we're 45 minutes into this. I'm reading the script that Harbaugh had at the press conference I used to go to and sit next to him at breakfast and do all of that. And Ben Cleveland, I mean, Duke got popped doing double DUI and
I mentioned that 10 minutes
no,
ago.
but I'm like, we, okay, you did. I'm
I
sorry.
did. No, I'm
No, but
saying I
I'm still in. Yeah, that happened too.
and that.
I didn't even mention that when I went to Bizarritude. So I apologize for
No,
ignoring
it's
your
okay.
mention of it, but I haven't thought of it in a week. I'm
But
sorry.
that's
I
right.
haven't thought of Ben Cleveland in 4 years, quite frankly. But
Well, and
I'm
that's the
just
whole
looking at
point.
the script and saying like they're very unorthodox. That's all.
Well, and to me, that I almost found that more illuminating than how anything they've handled with Tucker, because to me, you can lean on the fact that Justin Tucker's helped you win a heck of a lot of football games for a long time. And ultimately, your business is driven by success and people wanting to watch your brand and all that different, right? It's the on-field, it's the product, right? For as much as these teams do things business-wise and they try to make money and they sell suites and sponsorships and do things in the community and all that, it still back comes back to they're an entertainment business. And if you have a player that's going to help win, which is entertaining and be successful, then that player is going to have a longer ramp than someone who is a backup offensive lineman who barely played at all this year. So I found that to be illuminating. Not that I changed my mind to say, okay, well, if you brought back Ben Cleveland, and he's getting a league minimum year, whatever the league's discipline is going to be for him, whatever discipline he's going to have from a legal standpoint, with his DUI, then he'll have a game suspension, 2-game suspension, whatever it might end up being. But I found that to be illuminating from a standpoint of that kind of came across to me more than anything is they don't care at all about appearances. So
I would think behind closed doors, when that happens, and I don't know enough, and I'll talk to some agents about this, they probably have to put him in a program, have HR, all of the privacy and this and that. But like,
but he was a free agent. Like you could have just when that happened, it was as simple as see ya, right? I mean, a lot of
well,
people
this
didn't even.
goes back to they
So
really are bizarre.
in
This is a
everything.
bizarre off season, you know?
So.
How do I sit next to John over pancakes on Monday in Florida and he's talking about Ben Cleveland being asked about Justin Tucker and say, "What about your zero tolerance policy, John? What would he say about that?" You know what I mean? Like I yeah, okay, keep going. I'm
No,
losing my mind. It must be April Fool's Day, right? Trump's president, right? I mean, we have a new Orioles, like I
No,
yeah.
but I just found that, yeah, I found the Cleveland thing to be a little more illuminating from the standpoint of, they don't really come across as caring about appearances at all. I mean, again, the Tucker thing, that's someone you have a long-term relationship with, who's won you a lot of games. You're talking about someone who, at least prior to this, was on a Hall of Fame path. And again, you're talking about something that happened a long time ago. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. Again, let me be clear. I'm not implying anything suggesting the contrary, but there is a sense of trying to find out as much as you can about it, trying to have some semblance of due process, even if there's not going to be anything from a legality standpoint. But yeah, in the wake of all that, you re-sign a lineman who, let's face it, Ben Cleveland was a disappointing third round pick. Like, let's call it what it was. And you brought him right back less than a month after he was popped for DUI. And, I've seen some people mention, because TMZ put out that, he and his wife were going through a divorce. His wife had been unfaithful to him. It's like, that doesn't give you license to get behind the wheel when you're twice the legal limit. Like,
Oh,
not
by
say.
the way, can I read Harbaugh's quote while you're talking about this? Nobody talks about that, but he's great at that, so he's a good guy. As far as the situation he had, that's to be determined what the punishment will be for that. He understands that. We understand that as well. But that was a good, solid football move for our team.
Yeah.
That's all that matters, right? I mean, like that is. That's the crux of John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta saying to me they're not all choir boys. It was a good, solid football move for our team.
Yeah.
That literally was his quote.
And that's why I said it. I found that to be more illuminating about where they are as an organization with player discipline off the field more than anything we've found out to this point with Justin Tucker. Because if you recall, in the wake of Ray Rice, the Ravens, the next offseason or two, they had quite a few players who had run-ins with the law, and they kind of ruled with a heavy hand with some guys that they were pretty clear about that they cut and didn't even waste time. There were one or two guys that were scheduled to be free agents, and they could have just not said anything, and they just said, "Nope, we're releasing you right now. You can go get a head start on free agency. You're gone." And instead, we saw the opposite with Ben Cleveland, where not only did they not put anything out about it, which I wasn't necessarily expecting that, but they re-signed him. And look, league minimum deal, yeah, sure. From a football standpoint, it's a sound decision, but comes across as, it's hard to talk about having any sense of caring about character and things like that if
Integrity is the word, but
yeah.
that's okay. I'll use
Well,
that one. You can.
I mean, I was surprised by that, because I wouldn't have expected Ben Cleveland back anyway, let alone
I
after a
guess I'm not
DUI.
surprised by anything anymore, dude.
So,
And that's the
but
part that I if I can't get anything else across, it's just like when you make judgments in February based on integrity in the team, and then we move forward into all of this, and Ben Cleveland's on the team, and Justin Tucker's still on the team, and it feels like he still could be on the team. And another thing I would have said to Harbaugh and DaCosta over palm tree drinks would have been, are you really okay with your tight end dropping the ball and not coming to the podium? Is that really the way your organization runs? Is that really okay too?
they don't care about that. I don't say that to mean that he shouldn't have. They don't care about that. I mean, they
Optics. Well, if they don't care about optics and if they don't care about accountability, if the owner doesn't speak, the tight end doesn't speak, the head coach lies, the general manager runs, the communication guy doesn't communicate, they say zero tolerance. They don't mean it. They signed Ben Cleveland the day after he gets popped. Like on
Wasn't
and
the
on
day
and on and
after, but
on and on.
three weeks after. Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, on and on and on and
Well,
on.
we
And
if you're gonna attack, we need to be accurate, man. I'm not gonna say
fair
whatever. We,
enough. Fair
yeah.
enough.
Just like we were talking about with the other outlets with the Tucker coverage. Go ahead, sorry.
Feel free. I love having you here. Believe me. Okay. It's draft season, right? They're gonna draft some players too. We're gonna get to that. You know
Yeah.
what? We should talk more about torpedo bats. Luke Jones and I are gonna get together at Fadley's. If you hear us carrying on over crab cakes and shrimp salad sandwiches, we're gonna be doing the Maryland crab cake tour. Dude, I've been doing this 34 years, almost 35 years, right? Do you think I want to be talking about this? You think I beg to get a football team here to
No.
spend the offseason talking about jurisprudence and what just an unconscionable lack of integrity they all really have shown me in recent years after I wrote a book about their integrity. So I really would rather be talking about who they're drafting, their teammate. We could talk about all of that. They're a really good football team. But we talk about all of that, but it really is gooped up and oiled up and greased up by the sleaziness of it. And I can't call it anything other than that after all of these years. And it's just unfortunate, because I'd like to stick to football. I mean, I like football. I love football. I've dedicated my life to it. You've dedicated more of your life to it, especially in recent times. It is unfortunate that we've sucked up this amount of time, but we will talk about the team. We will talk about the roster. We always do. I saw Derrick Henry running in chains up the hill, and they're a good football team. We should say that too, right? That's fair.
No question. Although if we weren't talking about all this, we'd still be talking about what happened in Buffalo. So, hey, good football team. That certainly the draft is a few weeks away. One thing John Harbaugh said, which you've heard me say this over the last few weeks, talking about the state of the roster. They're kind of in a position where if they had to go play a football game this week, you'd still feel way better about them than most teams around the league. They still got they got some positions to address, but. They're certain. What do you want me to say? I mean, they're a fumble and a catch and a drop away from going to the AFC title game for the second straight year. 2 years, Kansas City came in 2 years ago and beat them, and they could have gone to the Super Bowl then. I mean, You know, that what's frustrating about the football part of it is how good they have been, but how much they've left you wanting in January. And you know, that's why some fans weren't happy about John Harbaugh getting a 3-year contract extension. But you know, they're really in a position where you run it back and try to figure out a way to not shoot yourself in the foot in January. But they got a long way to go to get back to that stage to have an opportunity. So we're counting down to the draft, and certainly we'll be waiting with bated breath to see what happens with other positions. But certainly, if we see them on day three, if they're taking a kicker, that could very much be a sign of where they're heading with Justin Tucker, or maybe not. So we'll still have plenty to talk about one way or the other on that front.
It is it's baseball season here too. We had a great time on opening day. We're going to be down at Fadley's on Wednesday. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour all over the place. I'm wearing my Costas shirt to honor Mr. Costas, who we lost very tragically last week. And we're going to talk about carbon monoxide and leaving the car on and not hearing it. It's just an amazing thing to happen because it happens to me all the time. I don't have a carport. So I love the Costas and everybody there. We're going to be at Fadley's later on this week, Costas next week. We're going to be at Cooper's. We're going to be at Coco's. We're going to be at the Beaumont on the 17th. We have great guests. Mark Viviano is going to be down at Fadley's with us this week. Luke and I are taking in the baseball thing, talking about the football thing, thinking about the Terps thing, and spring has sprung. I didn't realize there were such beautiful cherry blossoms right in front of Camden Yards. So I got some great pictures. Everybody had a great day on Monday. Thanks to everybody who was kind to me. Ran into tons and tons and tons of people. It's going to be a good month here ahead. Baseball, football, democracy on the plate. We're Baltimore positive. Stay with us.